Welcome to the A to Z English podcast. My name is Jack, and I'm here with my co-host Social. And today we're going to talk about the 4th of July in America. It's an America's Independence Day. Social, what do you do on the 4th of July? I mean, what do you usually do? And then this 4th of July was for, you know, everyone knows Social and I are liberals, so
we're leftists.
We're
like,
leftists. We're both progressives.
Liberals is too weak for
yeah,
us.
Yeah, that's not right. Yeah.
Yeah, liberals is like American coffee and we're like espresso shops.
It's like water. Yeah. So
yeah.
We're of the left, you know, left leaning, left far, maybe just not more than leaning. We're just in the
we're
left.
We're far left for America, which I want our listeners to understand that that's basically center right.
It's like a moderate right conservative in most other Western democracies.
Yeah. Yes, in most other democracies, period. Like if you look at, you know, I mean, we care about issues. Yeah, we care about issues like universal health care, which Korea has, Japan has, you know. So, again, it's just insane. But I, Jack, am in an interesting situation because growing up as a child, I was never in the U.S. in July because children get summer vacation from the end of May or early June all the way through mid-August. And so we were always in Mexico, so I never celebrated the 4th of July. And I have still to this day never celebrated the 4th of July.
Oh, wow. So you just kind of just like it just came and went like in Mexico. This is like
in Mexico it came and went because obviously we have our own Independence Day. And then I just when I became an adult, like it didn't really. I became an adult when Trump. Like I think I was the
yeah.
first
That's
time
weird.
I was.
See, I was already adulting for a long time before Donald came along. Oh my
Yeah,
gosh.
I think my first election was when Donald got elected. I think that's the first time I might be wrong. I think that was the first time I was old enough to vote.
Wow, that's crazy. Okay.
Yes,
I mean,
yes.
it's
Just do the
essentially
math.
For our listeners out there, America won its independence from England, King George, in the late, 1700s. And so we're a pretty young country, you know, we're just a couple hundred years old. And so that's why we celebrate the 4th of July is our independence from England, who's now our ally. You know, we're not, you know, we have no bad feelings between America and England. There are no bad feelings between America and England anymore. But
My thought was
we did this episode before too, by the way, because I remember you told me that you went to Oaxaca every 4th of July.
Interesting. Anyway, don't tell our listeners we already did.
No, it's
I
okay.
think we have, but
we did, but I think we can take it in a different direction. Like instead of talking about how you celebrate it, because I already told them what I usually do. We could talk about like. Well, I'm just kind of curious, like, did you, when you're in Mexico, did you think about it at all on that day? Or is
No.
it just, went right by? Okay.
It just went right by. I never realized, I mean, just because in school they teach you about the 4th of July, that was really the only thing. But my dad is very leftist, and so is my mom. My dad is a Marxist theorist. Which
Nice. Okay. Yeah.
Our listeners, it just means he basically believes in communism and anarchism. So
Okay.
yes. So that's who my dad is. So he never believed in the 4th of July. And my mom is also very left leaning and she's Mexican, so she has a completely different viewpoint. And I think it made me grow up feeling like we're just gonna celebrate a day that's not, it's not, it shouldn't be celebrated anyway because it's not, it was, this was already like a territory that didn't belong to these English settlers or colonists,
Oh,
you know.
okay. Yeah, I gotcha.
So to me, I never
Yeah.
thought of it. And then as I got older, and I just kind of grew my own opinion, even more own opinions about it. And I think I kind of came of a voting age in the era where Trump was elected. I'm pretty sure that was my first time I was able to vote was Trump's first run. And
Yeah.
so there was nothing to be
Proud of.
proud of.
Yeah.
To me, there was nothing to be
Yeah.
proud of because it was just horribly embarrassing to have him as our world leader.
Yeah. That's interesting because I grew up in a very conservative household. My parents have really softened as they've gotten older. So, you know, patriotism was pretty big in the Midwest, you know. And so but I have no problem with 4th of July celebrations. You know, I think these are, you know, kind of like, you know, their holidays are celebrations that are supposed to kind of, you know, unify the people. And there's, you know, which is it's just a, it's disgusting right now because the meaning of the 4th of July, as I understood it, was that, you know, we celebrate all of our diversity and our differences are all shed away, and that we're just Americans, you know. It doesn't matter what your race or ethnicity or whatever is. And now we seem to be going back to this, no, the 4th of July is only for, you know, the white,
White
European.
nationalist.
Yeah, well, yeah, that too. But you know, this is, we're going in the wrong direction. So they're really, you know, it was a day of mourning for me, mourning.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
MOURNING, because I was saddened by, you know, what I see happening in my country, the racism and the bigotry and the xenophobia. You know, it's disgusting. It makes me sick. And so how can I go out and celebrate the 4th of July eating hot dogs and watching fireworks and be like, oh, I'm so proud to be American? I'm not proud to be an American right now. There are times when I have been, but, you know, few and far between. Iraq war, Afghanistan, you know, Gaza, what Israel's doing to the Palestinians, now ICE agents disappearing, you know, Hispanic people and Latino, Latinx. I don't know how to say that. I'm sorry.
You can say
Yeah.
the Latino community, yeah,
Latino
or
community. Yeah.
yeah, and immigrant communities in general. I've seen
Yeah,
them.
yeah.
It's getting so out of hand. I've seen news reports of women, like one person who's like from Canada or something.
Yeah, I
I
saw
might
that
not have
too.
the
Yeah.
detail. Yeah, okay, then I was right. And another woman from Australia visiting, they got like deported back, like even though they were legally here on their tourism visa. You know
Yeah.
what I mean? Like
I
it's
think
just
they're
the
just
thing.
looking at your Facebook or your Insta, you know, did you have something that, you know, how do you feel
Against
about the
Trump.
president? Do you like him? Oh, I like him. Okay, you can come in. I don't like him. Oh, you can't. I mean, this is like, you know, elementary school level bullying, you know, like it's a joke, you
It's like
know.
you can't sit with us, literally. Like that
Yeah, you
level of
can't sit
mean
with us.
girlism,
Yeah.
it's
It's
very
mean girl.
weird.
He's the mean girl president. Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
And it's very. It's scary about how cult-like the mentality has gotten.
And the, you know, the irony is that, you know, you and I as Americans know that we can sit here and talk about this because are protected under our Constitution. We have the freedom of speech. I can share my opinions even if they're negative about the president, and we're supposed to be untouchable. Will this hold? You know, like, do
That
social
nerve
night, because I
glass.
might have to stay in Korea and you might have to stay in Mexico because we're, you know, our opinions on this podcast may preclude us from going back into our home country, you know, for a while, because it's like the handmaiden's tale there. You know, we're heading to in that direction. So,
It's
yeah.
scary. It is scary. And I do want to take a moment to warn our listeners, if you're planning a trip to America, I just don't think it's a good time to do it under the administration. I know that we're on like national watches, or not international watches, sorry, for human rights. And I have seen people be turned away. I have read so much about people just visiting this country and getting detained for over 24 hours without being allowed phone calls. And, they're here legally, the whole process. But like Jack said, it's just if you don't like the president more than likely, or you're from a country that's left leaning or whatever, like, Germany or where Canada, that you may get turned away, and it may be a very unpleasant experience because, I mean, the worst that can happen is that you spent money and you don't get to have your trip. But
You could die
I mean,
in one of
that's
these
like
prisons, you know?
that's like the
Alligator
best.
Alcatraz, you know, you can end up there. Who knows?
Or you end up in alligator Alcatraz or detained
Yeah.
for like 4 days in a immigrant detention center, which are absolutely horrible. So yeah, definitely
Absolutely.
think twice before you visit our country. Sadly, it's like just a terrible time to visit.
It's
I
not a,
hope.
not a, I'm not a, it's not a proud time. So I didn't feel festive on the 4th of July. I just let it go right by and I didn't think about it, you know? But,
Yeah,
oh yeah.
I really
Sad.
hope
Sad.
that this administration ends quickly and that our country, goes in a different direction and repairs itself essentially.
Yeah.
And yeah, I
There've
don't know.
been bad
I'm
times before. And I think we can, I don't know. I think there's, most majority of Americans are good people, more than 50%, you know? So, you know
Yeah. Even
what
in a state like Oklahoma that I
mean?
visited, where I thought the majority of people are probably like really racist, I noticed people were actually really friendly to like the immigrants there. That and I think
Yeah.
that that's actually true about our American spirit a lot. Like
Yeah.
I noticed a lot of them try to speak like Spanish to people who couldn't speak English because, as some of you may or may not know, Oklahoma is a huge farming country, so there's a lot of immigrants in the community. And I did hear people try to work with people who couldn't speak very much English and be friendly. And I think that's the heart of a lot of Americans. And
Yes, I
I
do. I think that
truly
most
think.
people are decent. I just think that a minority of kind of brainwashed
Loud
people and some
bigots.
kind of bigoted people have taken control of the system, and we gotta wrestle it back, you know?
Yeah.
So,
I
yeah.
really hope it changes.
Me
And
too.
yeah. All right, listeners. Well, let us know down below how you're thinking. Do you celebrate an Independence Day? Hopefully you'll be safe during this administration if you're listening from within the US. Yeah, that's all we got for today. I hope that you guys enjoyed the podcast. As always, make sure to listen to us on all the different platforms you usually listen to, like Red Circle, Apple,
Apple, yeah, Spotify, yeah.
Spotify, and shoot us an email at atotheenglishpodcast@gmail.com. Join the WeChat group if you're eager to join the conversation, and we'll see you guys next time. Bye bye.
Bye-bye.